Gas stocks on fire. GIST hikes prices, what it means for investors. Gas stocks surged on the 24th of March, recording gains between 0.5% and 5% in early trading following proposed regulatory changes and an open house discussion scheduled for mid-April. Analysts from top brokerage firms, including Morgan Stanley and CLSA, have shared their perspectives on how these developments could impact investors in gas stocks. What is driving the rally? 1. Regulatory changes. Morgan Stanley's outlook suggests that long-haul gas transporters and upstream producers stand to benefit significantly from the proposed tariff changes. Companies like GAIL India, Oil India, and Reliance Industries may benefit, while city gas players may see only a normalization of returns. 2. Tariff modifications for pipeline transmission companies. Gas pipeline transmission companies are expected to benefit from 4 proposed tariff modifications. While the changes may lead to slightly higher costs for end consumers, those transporting gas over long distances could actually experience lower costs. 3. PNGRB's proposed tariff amendments. The Petroleum and Natural Gas Regulatory Board, PNGRB, has proposed key amendments to natural gas transmission tariff regulations. The amendments, which are currently open for public consultation, aim to ensure fairer and more affordable gas transportation across regions. The PNGRB has set an 11th of April deadline for stakeholders, including gas suppliers, consumers, and traders, to submit feedback before finalizing the new regulations. Impact on different segments. City Gas Distribution, CGD, players. According to CLSA, city gas players are expected to see operational expenditure, OPEX, relief, potentially improving margins. However, some industrial consumers may face slight cost increases due to the marginal hike in tariffs. Long-haul gas transporters and upstream players. Companies like long-haul gas pipelines will likely benefit the most due to higher transmission tariffs, which could improve their revenue and profitability. Industrial gas consumers. The shift in the tariff structure may have mixed effects on industrial gas consumers. While businesses in distant regions could benefit from lower tariffs, those located closer to gas sources might face slight price increases. Government's long-term vision for gas sector. Gajendra Singh, a PNGRB board member, emphasized that the objective of these amendments is to boost gas usage across the country while ensuring fair pricing. The proposed changes include reducing the existing 3-zone tariff structure to 2 zones. Lowering gas transportation costs for consumers in remote areas. Enhancing the viability of older, isolated gas fields by ensuring that pipelines can recover operational costs. What should investors do? With regulatory changes on the horizon, investors should consider the following factors. Long-term growth prospects. Companies involved in gas transmission may offer strong long-term investment potential due to favorable regulatory adjustments. City gas companies, investors should monitor how OPEX relief impacts margins. Industrial gas users, those invested in industrial consumers of gas should be aware of potential cost hikes affecting profitability. Upcoming public consultation, the final version of the regulations will be shaped by industry feedback. Investors should keep an eye on PNGRB's final decision following the consultation process. Conclusion. The proposed regulatory changes in the gas sector are reshaping investor sentiment, with pipeline operators and transporters emerging as primary beneficiaries. While the adjustments aim to boost gas usage and enhance affordability, the mixed impact on different industry players underscores the importance of a well-informed investment strategy. As PNGRB finalizes its regulations, market participants should stay vigilant and adapt their investment decisions accordingly. Disclaimer: this article is for informational purposes only and should not be considered as investment advice.